Hello, Chronic Carrot listeners.
My name is Daniel.
My name is Autumn.
And we're so happy that you are here. Before we get to the carrot, we want to personally thank you for joining us. The Carrot Chronicles would not be what it is without you. Please, if you enjoy us, follow us on Facebook at Kairos Carrot Chronicles.
On Instagram at Kairos Has Come.
And you can follow us on Spotify under the name Carrot Chronicles.
Now to the podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Carrot Chronicles. My name's Daniel.
My name's Autumn.
And I'm Henry.
All right.
Two-thirds of the people that I taught with this summer are here.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry you couldn't make it, Wade.
During your 5-summer lesson series.
I spoke about Ben last night, which we'll get into in a little bit, but
oh, yeah,
that means
that was
3 weeks in a row. I got the hat trick.
That
was the goal. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, I need to be up in front of everyone as much as I can this summer. Please.
Yeah. But, how's everyone doing? What you guys drinking?
What are you drinking today, Henry? I see you got an Ear Biscuits mug.
I do. Shameless plug. Ear Biscuits. You should listen to it. By Rhett and Link. Mythical Entertainment.
It's the second best podcast you'll listen to.
It is.
Yeah, Carrot Chronicles, number one. So, what are you drinking,
Henry?
I'm
just drinking some water.
Out of a mug. Classy.
I mean, I could drink hot chocolate, but I don't know where it is in your house, so...
I mean, neither do I, to be honest.
Okay. This is, like, straight up, like, late night. You know how they... On like Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon, they drink water out of their coffee mugs.
Straight up late night, yeah.
I am drinking a Dirty Dirty Chai.
Dirty Dirty.
Which is a chai tea with 2 shots of espresso.
Double dirty.
And it's from this new coffee shop that's in Vanguard Church called Hearthstone Native.
Really?
Yeah. Daniel Rode took me there, and it's so close to my house. It's a chill little spot. Good KCD spot.
Nice.
Ooh. Not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored, but please sponsor.
But please sponsor us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm drinking sweet tea from Chick-fil-A.
The Lord's tea.
The Lord's tea. I live at Chick-fil-A, so.
Were you there whenever they ran out of sweet tea?
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, I was.
I had to get Dr. Pepper instead. I was so disappointed. I was like... Oh, I think it was Bethany. She's like, I want some sweet tea. And then
both got a sweet tea refill. And
she's like, we're out of sweet tea. I started crying.
Don't you guys both just, if they're out of sweet tea, just put your finger in there. Because you're both so sweet.
Oh, yes. Wow. Oh, pew, pew, pew. Oh, I hate that. Speaking of sweet things, Henry... We met in high school.
Oh boy, what a dark time.
Throwing it back. It was my freshman year and your sophomore year, and we were in band together.
Oh gosh.
And you were first trumpet.
Sure was.
That was obnoxious.
It was kind of like back and forth with this guy, Alex Knoll. Alex Knoll was a really good trumpet player. He and I would go back and forth between like who was first chair and second chair. It was always like the skill checks were between basically he and I. But... Yeah, the trumpet section was not the strongest.
Oh, man, I remember standing back there because you were right in front of me on the marimba, and I was like, oh, this is annoying.
Oh, boy.
So we didn't really talk back then. It wasn't until my junior year and your senior year.
Astronomy.
Yeah, that too, actually. That was first, before prom. Yeah, we sat by each other in astronomy.
We did.
That was a good time.
I don't think it started out that way, but then I moved up to where you guys were sitting because there were no seating charts. And
true.
Miss Brocious thought that my name was David.
Yeah. She straight up called him David.
She's like, oh, sorry, you just looked like a David.
And
me
that's...
being like a son of a teacher doesn't even know me. That's cool.
Wow.
That's how David and the bed lengths formed.
If you're curious about what that is, ask Autumn or myself.
Well, I am curious. What is that?
How did that start? We were just sitting there. You know... How we always come up, for those of you who know us, we come up with stupid song names constantly. That's just who we are. So, David and the Bedlengths is a band name, and you were talking about a bed length as like a unit of measurement.
Yeah, like instead of like light years, why don't we measure it in the length of a bed?
Like
how many lengths of a bed could fit across the Milky Way? Nobody knows because we don't measure in beds. Why not?
Profound astronomy.
It was pretty
thoughts.
Profound, and then.
You want to know why we don't do that though? Because that's quite possibly the worst idea ever.
David and the Bedlengths?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just sitting there because that class was not fun. Mm. And we had to occupy our minds with something. So.
I would, like, make jokes on my homework, and she wouldn't appreciate them, and, like, she would still mark the question wrong, and I was like, thank you.
You'd be like, the stars really aligned for this answer. Oh!
And
oh,
it would be minus
one.
Oh,
you got an F again?
Like, dang it!
Dang it.
That was whenever I was doing the concurrent enrollment with the PPCC and high school.
I did that too. Not like, that year, but the next year.
Nice. Overachievers over here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Daniel, poor kid in last chair.
Oh, yeah.
Trumpet. I was last chair trumpet.
You should tell that story because that's pretty funny.
So, this was in middle school. The second I hit high school, my dad's like, do you want to do band or do you want to play football?
What do you think, Dad?
Wow, Dad. Do you even know me? So, in middle school, I did band. And we had chairs, so we would have blind auditions where the band teacher would sit behind a curtain and you would each draw random numbers out of a hat, so it was totally random. There's no way that they knew who was who. And you would go in and you'd play the piece that they would assign a piece and say, you have to play this. And so they'd base it purely off of how close it was to perfect. So I went in there. And I literally hummed through my trumpet, like, doo 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 doo. Like, straight
up. Humming through the trumpet.
So I'm humming through this trumpet. I finally get done, and it feels like I've been in there for like an hour, but it was probably only like 30 seconds. And the band teacher goes, thanks, Daniel. And I was like,
what?
A what?
No. Oh, you what, mate?
And it's like, he said, thanks, Daniel, and then he realized, oh, no.
I just exposed myself.
That's how bad he is. That's how bad. Oh. There's no one even close to that bad. That has to be Daniel.
That's so sad.
And so, yeah, that's a story of how I was really bad at trumpet.
We love a good bad trumpet story. Yeah,
there's so many of them.
He didn't like me at all because I got B's in that class because, like, most of the grade was bring your music book, bring your pencil, bring your name tag. And I brought it all every time. And then, like, 20% of the grade was actual skill, and I'd get zero on that.
Yikes.
But then just get an 80% for the class. And he could so tell that I was just playing the system, like, I never came to rehearsals or anything.
Jeez.
I just wanted to get a B.
So you brought all your materials to make sure you scooted by with that passing grade.
Yeah, just hang on to that B.
Hang on to that B.
And Lord help me if I ever forgot something, because it was noticed. And he'd be like, Daniel's got his pencil, minus 20% of your grade!
No. I think with Mr. Divine, we were definitely graded on like the scales. That was like a new thing, I think, whenever I was a sophomore, because it wasn't initially. And then they went to the standard-based grading that everyone was so against.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And that was the standard that we could do scales, which, I mean, that's a standard that any musician should be able to do.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I don't know what the grading was on.
We had those purple books with all the different things we had to play. Were you, I don't know, that wasn't your year. He introduced that later. I was in band for 4 years.
Yeah, like, I don't remember what we were graded on.
I don't remember that year, but I remember later he got these purple books and there were little numbered pieces we had to play and they were kind of like scales, but they were more intricate than that, so I don't know.
I think part of it was like concert attendance, so like if
that was
a pretty
big
part.
That was like 80% of
which makes sense, like,
yeah.
If you're gonna be in band, you gotta perform,
right?
My teacher told me, just sit there, don't play.
Oh no. Man.
Please.
Just hold the trumpet up to your face. Just sit there.
Please don't bring the rest of us down.
So, speaking of music, Henry.
Oh boy.
What's your favorite genre of music? I bet I could guess, but for everyone who doesn't know you at all,
I'm a country boy.
Let's
make a guess.
Old Town Road.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it country? I mean, I kind of dig it. It's,
no.
Not really my thing. I like EDM. EDM is my favorite kind of music.
EDM.
Electronic dubstep music.
Or just dance music.
Yeah, that's not actually what it is, but
it's easy to dance to. It's pretty sweet.
When did you start liking it?
Geez, back in, I want to say, around whenever I moved here, and I've been here about 10 years, so around 2009, 2010 or so, my brother Curtis and I, we would sit in his car, which is now my car, hand-me-down.
All right.
And like the speakers used to be a whole lot better back then, but they have
since... We've blown them out over time.
Yeah, he did the worst, though, I think. we would just like drive around for like hours sometimes, just listening to the music that he would find on SoundCloud or like Apple Music or Spotify, whatever was the most prominent back then. Because I know that Spotify is pretty prominent right now, but I don't know if it always was. And so...
Probably LimeWire.
Or, like, on his iPod. Oh, geez. That was what it was.
On his
iPod from iTunes.
Nice.
Which,
that was before, like, Apple Music, quote-unquote, yeah, was a thing. Because it was just music from Apple. It wasn't, like, Spotify, you know. For your birthday this past year... We went to Good Vibrations when you turned 21.
That was a great time.
That was Daniel, so good. Daniel was there, too.
Daniel was there. Like, Autumn was there. Jawan was there.
Yeah.
And...
That was super fun.
Did you hear about the looting that took place on the second day of Global Dance Festival?
Yeah.
Like, a couple $1,000 were stolen worth of merchandise because people were just, like, in a mob and just looting and running off.
Oh, gosh.
I think it was, like, more than what was stolen was donated back by, like, a community that I'm part of on, like, the Facebook group I'm part of that Autumn's, I think, in as well.
Yeah.
But, it's just cool to see people come back together after something like that, after a few bad apples ruin the scene for a minute or two, to show that we can actually be decent people. My first concert was, at Red Rocks. It was Zed's Dead. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen them, like, now two or three times. They're my favorite.
And then we went to Decadence and saw Skrillex and Zed's Dead.
Oh boy, and Bass Nectar.
And Bass Nectar, Alice in Wonderland.
Which I might go see again this September at Red Rocks.
I really want to go to that. Good lineup.
Very good lineup.
That concert went until about 2 in the morning, and it started around 6 p.m. the night before.
Shoot me in the face.
No, where are the concerts?
Shoot me in the face.
You gotta think about your footwear.
Oh my gosh, our feet.
That was so bad.
I never
bad.
Wanted to cut my feet off so badly. I was like, just end it.
You
end
remember it. When we spent like, probably like $70 on bottled water?
Yeah.
And then I found a water fountain like down below by the bathrooms and I was so pissed.
I can't believe that.
Man, that's the most we've ever spent on water.
Yikes. I brought, like, probably $120 in cash, and I was, like, just burning through it on water.
Get me another water bottle.
Please.
Can I have the cap?
No.
No.
Spare me my dignity for crying out loud. Yeah, I mean, I remember going to the last concert we went to with literal... We put the bottle cap in my sock so that we could save it and refill it.
Yeah, that was conservation.
That was intense. But that got me kind of thinking, like, what's the craziest thing you've ever done to save money? Because we're all broke college kids over here.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Definitely a broke college kid right here.
I have...
You pointing over to me?
I'm pointing at myself.
Points itself. I have a really good story for that. I was one of the first 100 people chosen to camp outside of one of the new Chick-fil-A's that opened up in town, and it was about 300 people that ended up showing up, and then they did a random raffle, and Daniel was there, but he did not get chosen, which was super sad.
So sad.
But the people who were chosen basically had to stay in the Chick-fil-A parking lot and camp out until morning in order to get your free Chick-fil-A for a year. And it's a chicken sandwich, fries, and a drink for free every time. And you get 52 of those. Don't know how many I have left, but probably plowing through those.
Didn't they just give you like a huge stack, or is it like on your phone?
No, it's a card. It's like preloaded meals. Yeah. So they scan the QR code.
356.
No.
Like free meal tickets.
No, only 52. That'd be ridiculous. But yeah. Another time I skated around Chick-fil-A to get 52 chicken nuggets / chicken sandwich cards. So
I remember you doing that.
I will do whatever Chick-fil-A wants me to do to get free food.
Do you like hang upside down for 24 hours?
God. Yes.
Do it, yep. But that's a really good way to save money because I would be wasting a lot of money at Chick-fil-A otherwise. So
wasting is a...
It's not tough wasting. Word for Chick-fil-A. That's, you're right.
We can't waste money at all on Chick-fil-A.
I'd be spending a lot of money.
There we go.
On Chick-fil-A. Probably saving me hundreds of dollars, so it helps. But yeah, that was pretty crazy.
One time, it was my sister's birthday. I don't think she even knows that this is what was going on.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I was in high school, and we wanted to go to this nice Chinese restaurant for her birthday, and the lunch and the dinner portions are literally the same. They're literally the exact same thing. Lunch cuts off at 3, and so literally the full day, I was just like trying to convince her, like, oh, maybe an early dinner would be nice. 3 o'clock? Maybe 3.
Jeez, 3 Daniel.
And she was like, why are you... I'm not hungry. I'm like, I'm a little hungry. Aren't you a little hungry? Like, it got to be like 2:45, and I just drove there, and I was like, okay, like, here we are.
2:45 for dinner.
Oh, my God.
I guess we're here. So.
Poor Jenny.
Whatever.
So, whatever.
Yeah, that was definitely a cheapskate move.
Jenny, our sympathies are with you. Something kind of similar. It's like the happy hour at Sonic. I don't know what the time goes until, but like, if you're in the line before it turns off, or like before the time of happy hour ends, you get happy hour prices.
Nice.
So I sprinted over across the road and I got happy hour prices. Nice. I was so happy.
So we just had graduation night.
Oh boy.
This last Tuesday, and Wade did his whole unicycle lesson. He wrote it in, and he was talking about change and transition, and he was talking about how he debated changing up the lesson, but that was kind of ironic. He was like, yeah, I've considered changing the lesson, but you know, I shouldn't because it's super impactful this way. But
I missed he wasn't wearing that hat that he has with the spinner on top.
Oh yeah,
the pinwheel hat.
Yeah
he has one.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually wears it when he does the unicycle, but he didn't this year, and I was a little sad. What? So.
A little sad. Change is hard. That got me thinking, what's the biggest change or transition you guys have ever gone through?
Jeez.
It's a tough one.
Well, as a military kid, we were constantly moving, probably every 2 or 3 years. And so there was never a huge thing for like being very rooted in one spot. Like, I say I'm from Virginia, but I'm really from America. I'm a true American.
I am from America.
So I think the hardest transition was like not moving. That sounds dumb.
The lack of change was the biggest change.
Ooh.
Like, I've stayed here for 10 years, like I said earlier, and it's weird. Like, it feels stagnant. Like, it feels like I shouldn't be here so long. So whenever I actually start making money, I'm probably going to travel more and stay in one place a little bit less. It's just, I don't know, it's almost comfortable to keep on moving like that. It's like, it's difficult to maintain relationships as a kid, like without Facebook and without cell phones.
True.
But now that those are very prominent, I'd wager to say it's pretty easy to do, to keep those relationships if you're really intentional with them. So that's the biggest change, not change.
I mean, not changing is a change for some people if that's what you're used to.
I'd say for me, it's whenever the pumpkin spice latte goes off the menu.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to do with myself. Jeez. Of course you would say that.
Honestly, probably the biggest change for me was just transitioning from my high school youth group to Kairos. And it'll be hard transitioning from Kairos to whatever is next for me. But I was, like, so invested in my high school youth group, just, like, as invested as I am currently in Kairos.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard because I thought, oh, I'll never love people as much as I did the high school youth group. I'll never love it as much as I did that. And then Kairos came along. And now I'm like, oh, I'll never love anything else as much as I love Kairos. And
I mean, that's probably true, but
I mean that might be true.
That's pretty accurate.
I think what I'm starting to learn is just, like, I love the church. And when I say the church, I mean like the people.
Yeah.
And whenever I interact with Christians, it's just it's a cool deal. But it's scary because it's the unknown.
I would say my biggest change or transition time was when I went from not being a Christian to being a Christian.
Hey.
Pretty big transition.
That's a pretty big one. Because all throughout high school, I was not a Christian, but I had Christian friends like Henry and Cass Newbill. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Always like, hey, we're praying for you.
I know.
Hey.
And I'd be like,
we're here
thanks,
if you need us.
I guess. Hey. Which was cool. You were planting little seeds in me the whole time. And I was like, yeah, okay. You little Southern Baptists, you.
Darn right.
Yeah.
We know how to eat and plant seeds.
We know how to eat
God
and
bless.
Plant seeds.
Come have those chicken and waffles and let's talk about Jesus.
Welcome to KFC.
Ooh, this morning I had pancakes and chicken. It was good.
Cakes and chicken? Probably.
It's an IHOP. It's,
mm-hmm. How Baptist of you.
I know.
But I wasn't a Christian before I came to Kairos, and then I became a Christian about 2 years ago, so that's wild. But my life has changed a lot since then, and it's been challenging going through the change with people who have known me my whole life and kind of explaining things to them and being like, yeah, I think a little different now. And they're like, oh, that's weird. Why? So it's a lot of challenge, but it's good challenge, and it's been beneficial overall. But that was a pretty big thing, I would say.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Think that's a great spot to go ahead, wrap this up.
Wrap it up. Put a bow on it.
Put this bow on. Put this wrapping paper around.
But don't spill the glitter all over the floor.
Yeah, don't even put glitter on it. Because
Javier has to vacuum that up. And
wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you guys know the drill at this point. You can find us on Spotify, the big one. The green with the three lines.
The green with the three lines.
Under the name Kara Chronicles. You can find us on Facebook, at Kairos Kara Chronicles. And you can find us on the Instagrams, at Kairos Has Come. I'm Daniel.
I'm Autumn.
And I've been Henry.
You've been Henry.
He's not Henry anymore. Have a good one.